Yeah, so welcome. We're a smaller crew today. Dave is on leave, and there is a new Deputy Attorney General for Public Safety, whose name I'm unfortunately blanking on right now, so I don't know if she'll be joining us
her
down the road.
Her name is Weiser. It's Elizabeth. Actually, it's Weiser, but it's spelled W-I-E-S-E-R. Elizabeth,
but it's pronounced Weiser.
That's correct, because I misspelled it W-E-I. I knew it had two vowels, but it's I-E, pronounced Weiser.
All right.
Really? I've known
Good.
Her for a really long time.
And you've always pronounced it wrong.
And everybody around me pronouncing it wrong. She was a pretty man around when I started.
Oh, well,
really?
Maybe I'm wrong, because
well,
if she
shows
up, Dave Rosenthal told me. I don't
oh,
know
no.
her.
I will
okay.
I will just be embarrassed. I never. I don't call her by her last name to her face,
that's
so
right.
like I'm
well,
calling
that's
safe.
Right.
That's just
behind
like,
her back for years.
That's just like Rosenstein.
We're recording, aren't we?
Who is apparently Rosenstein.
Reporting her, yeah.
Cat's out of the bag.
The DAG. I mean, I've known him for decades, and he was always Rosenstein. Never apparently corrected, so I was like, say no, his name is Rosenstein. It's not Rosenstein. As it turns out, it's Rosenstein. But anyway.
So they're out. Paul emailed. He's, keynoting some conference in a nicer climate than ours. So,
again, what?
That's
better.
His, how he rolls. No word from the others. Although, I'm sorry, Kevin Whitfield there was some council matter that came up. So it's just the two of you, or the two offices.
Don.
And Don, no word from Don, so I'm not sure. I guess
Finals.
I should double check my messages. I guess he's end of semester at work, but I don't know if there was anything in particular. So for today, it's us. A few things that I wanted to kind of run through announcement-wise. One is, you knew it was coming, but I wanted to recognize we have two new babies in the office. Michael's daughter, Amalia. Am I pronouncing that right, Michael?
Amalia.
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 There we go.
Congratulations.
Amalia. So
thank
nice.
You.
Yes, was born, almost 3 weeks, two and a half weeks ago now. That's like so long ago. You know.
Yeah.
Sorry, you're
crazy.
Sleeping now.
Are you sleeping now?
Yeah.
Good. Well, Michael's generally on leave, but is joining us today, particularly to answer any questions on chapter 3 the chapter 2 comments. Clara Thomas was born to Rachel Redfern, and that was very exciting. We can tell you more,
yes.
Probably off record, about a little bit of the drama.
Oh my.
Let's just say it all got kick-started while she was in the office, and we were working
on
delivering that big batch of documents.
It was just like different delivery.
Anyway, she was born at the hospital.
So who wins
most? Clara Thomas, and she's doing well, too. And so Rachel's kind of on leave as well. And so we are doing our best to kind of fill in there various leave taking, but please be patient with us on that. So one thing that's kind of been, in the wings is an extension of our agency's authorization and budget. We're funded through these kind of year-on-year dollars, which creates a bit of instability for us, but I'm hopeful that the council budget will fully fund us through the coming FY20, which would end September 30th of FY20. So in other words, uh, 17 months or something from now. But that's not done until it's done. The mayor's initial proposal, the mayor's budget had put in for a 6-month extension. So if the council chooses to go with the full year, of course they have to find a little extra money for that. And but I'm hopeful that they will. And we're still thinking that way until that gets kind of finalized. And hopefully even in a month's time, we'll be at that place believe the council has its first, maybe the second vote on the budget at that time. We'll be able to kind of like be more definite. I want to have, trying to be in conversations with Kevin and council too about, you know, kind of, you know, in the end, we provide recommendations, right, for their use. And so the timing of that, how this works out kind of depends on that extension. And then again, kind of how internally they need to receive things in order to productively move any legislation and consideration forward. So unfortunately, I can't give great clarity at this point, but maybe in a month, we'll be at that point where, okay, it's clear in terms of extension, here's the time period, and then, again, hopefully can also get some feedback from the Judiciary Committee about kind of what would be most useful to them. There we go. The work sequence, I just kind of wanted to review kind of where things stand, right? So obviously, on April 15th, we sent out this large batch of materials. Per the email, we kind of divided the time for responses of written comments into two parts. One was to have on May 13th, which is Monday, basically a week, you know, a week from this coming Monday, any comments on Chapter 3 of the report and Section 214 on merger, which was part of this last batch of documents. And then, although we released it at the same time, waiting until July 8th for the remainder of the materials in the draft report. So that's the general timeline. In-house, we are working on drug offenses and weapon offenses with the thought that come July, when we get back kind of the whole big set of or small, get back written comments on this kind of broad update. Then we'll start with some new recommendations on drug and weapon offenses.
And the drug and weapon offenses will come out in what?
Like, so in July, so mid-July. You know, it may not be immediately after, you know, comments are due on July 8th. It may be a week or, you know, so later. But my guess, I would say generally mid-July. You know, again, not sure the exact timeline on that. My guess is probably it would be a good 8 weeks to kind of review that. You know, I want to kind of see how involved the, recommendations are before kind of saying, you know, oh, this is going to take quite a while, or, you know, this is fairly straightforward. Obviously, as you all know, the strict weapon offenses are many and sprawling, and, you know, just kind of deciphering all the puzzle pieces to see how they interrelate is a challenge. Drug offense is a little bit more straightforward, much more straightforward. So that's where we are. Again, welcome any kind of initial comments or suggestions with regard to drug offenses or weapon offenses, as we are, again, kind of working on the first draft of those. Beyond that, again, a lot of the timing kind of just depends on where things go with our extension, our kind of like overall timeline. There are definitely a number of, you know, a few offenses against persons, some key things like around kind of lewdness, non-consensual pornography, sexual extortion, you know, that kind of cluster of things, of offenses which kind of are privacy related. Some of them are you know, the kind of peeping Tom form of disorderly conduct, that little prong which we had kind of severed from the other, you know, some of them are more just privacy related, some of them are more explicitly kind of sexual in nature, right, dealing with invasions of sexual privacy, but we want to look at those together as a cluster. That's one chunk remaining for offenses against persons, and the main one, actually. We're getting really down to the wire on that in terms of what else is left? There are some others. Some kind of derivative things like terrorism, which, you know, in many, it basically kind of piggybacks off of these of how the other offenses are formulated. And beyond that, you know, we'll see. There's obviously a number of public order, obstruction of justice type offenses are a big one, and sprawling set of offenses as well. So that's kind of what we're looking at beyond that, but the timing, arrangement of that, kind of depends on what we have to work with and expectations from the council in particular. All right.
Can I, Richard,
please.
Can I ask about the May 13th deadline?
Sure.
Because we have started, you know, reviewing this material, which I know is sort of new to some of our people who are looking at it, me included. And so, you know, we are certainly trying to get as much of that to you guys as May 13th as possible, but to kind of provide you with useful written comments. I'm wondering how much flexibility you might be able to provide us. Like, we're not talking about months, certainly, because we're also thinking about the July 8th deadline.
Sure.
But, like, you know, even a week or two would be, I think, helpful for our people. I know that you guys have a lot going on.
Sure, sure.
Probably have thought this through in terms of the timing, so we don't want to be in a position.
Sure. Thank you. Let me circle back. You know, one of the dynamics here is, you know, that's something that Michael had worked on. So in terms of our own kind of figuring out kind of how leave schedules, how we have capacity to then process any comments coming in and change them. So that is kind of a consideration on our part too. So let me get back to you on that. But I take that as, you know, definitely under advisement. And I think. Yes. So I'll get back and kind of confirm that again, or kind of say, and I would say this too, like, look, you know, we at various points, you know, we have kind of need to have deadlines to keep the ships all, trains all running on time, but, you know, in an important sense, we would welcome comments at any point, right? So, we kind of, you know, in the end, we just kind of want to get out a product, and we want to get out a product that's as good as possible. We also want to create a record as much as possible for when it moves to the council and mayor, and, you know, for future consideration, that there's something to refer to, even if, you know, we're not around, or more likely, or as importantly, there's just a lot, and so being able to track down comments on particular things, there's a place to go. So from that sense, even if there were additional comments that you had, you know, kind of after whatever the deadline is, we would welcome. Great. So let me kind of move on to the agenda for today, and, you know, again, we've got Michael on the phone. First, wanted to see if there were any, you know, any discussion on the first draft of Report 35. So this was basically the Chapter 2, right? We only received written comments, very brief, from PDS on this. I think we kind of understand where they're coming from on that. So there wasn't anything we affirmatively wanted to raise with that, but, you know, if
I was texting,
we're going to open it up to any discussion you all have.
Just Chapter 2.
Chapter 2. The written comments you already put in
from
the last batch. You know, this is the first meeting we've had since those got turned in. So I just wanted to say, if there were any questions about that, again, you're like, what did I write?
Short,
what did we do? You had a few pages.
Oh, that.
Chapter 2, yes.
Right.
Shit, I forgot. So there we go. So if there are none, and I
believe the document stands for itself.
If the document stands for itself, yes, Your Honor.
We had just, our appellate team had a chance to review some of it, and I think, I can't remember, frankly, if it was PDS or OAG who made these comments, but we kind of forgot to reiterate some of them for Section 204, the causation.
Okay.
Just a concern about the not too unforeseeable language, replacing it with reasonably foreseeable. we were just concerned, we can submit these written comments that Appellate has prepared, but we were concerned that it's kind of the same thing, just in a different way that is going to make it more complicated and seem like it's a different standard for courts to apply, but really mean close to the same thing, and may just lead to unnecessary confusion when the goal of the whole process, of course, is to streamline and reduce confusion.
Sure.
Likewise, in the legal cause defined section, eliminating the not too dependent upon another's volitional conduct to have a just bearing on the person's liability. Just deleting that sentence, I think, once again, that's just confusing and doesn't necessarily add anything to this, to the statute that isn't already pretty clear. Certainly causation is already part of the statute. So we can, our appellate team did have a chance to recently draft some comments on that, which we can submit, but I just wanted to raise those.
Great, thank you. good. Any, there's only two, it's a small group today. Good. Unless there's anything more, I would say we could just kind of move forward to kind of talk about the new set of materials. Great. And on that, I can give a little bit of background, again, kind of on, like, kind of the whole package and just kind of overview of it. I mean, at this point, hopefully you guys have all, you know, kind of opened the docs and kind of started, you know, explore it and hopefully, you know, doing some reading. So I don't know how much, like, I could just kind of repeat what was in the memo in terms of, you know, some of the things to highlight about how things were kind of organized and arranged. I guess the only things I really want to emphasize on that, again, this is in the memorandum, the three-page part, not the many appendices to it, right, is to just kind of say big picture, look, you know, we're trying to look forward to how this, you know, product and set of recommendations ends up getting presented to the council and mayor. So in terms of the organization, this is the direction we're going and foresee it going on to the council and the mayor. So just at an organizational level, right, we have a lot of materials, right, for anybody. And so if you have comments about that, let us know, because this is what we're thinking. That essentially, again, what is voted upon, right, by you all and what is presented by the what we present to the council and the mayor and what's voted upon, the recommendations that are statutorily required are the statutory language, right, the, we'll call the RCC, right, the text, right, and the accompanying commentary. So that's why we grouped those two together in put that in the report here, right, like, those are the things that we are asking you to review and provide any comments on, the statutory language and that commentary. We, this time, you know, very notably, hey, Michael, I'm sorry, we're getting a lot of...
Yes, yes.
Can you mute on that end, please?
Sorry.
Thanks.
Yeah, mm-hmm, no problem.
Might be baby in arms there, who knows. So a lot of some pieces that we had put before kind of in the report body, like other jurisdictions, right? That's the big one, the national legal trends in other places. We've cut that out, and we put that in, you know, this is a separate appendix to the, in the memo. Moving that more into the level of, this is background material, right? And it may be relevant. It's also, that choice to move that out also reflects the fact, and we put in some caveats at the beginning of it, but that, you know, look, that's a moving target. Right. Even in the couple of years since we've did some of the research on that, right, jurisdictions have moved on some of this, and our ability to kind of, you know, that's an incredibly labor-intensive thing. You know, there's a reason not even Westlaw or Lexis puts together 56 surveys on everything is because it's really hard and tedious. And so we will continue going forward. When we're doing affirmative offenses, as much as possible to continue doing that, right? Because I think it is a relevant thing for everybody to consider, right? You know, where is the marker on drug or weapon offenses kind of nationally? So we will, to the best of our ability, continue to do that for going forward when we do new offenses. But what's going to happen then is, again, that's, I think, relevant to everybody's consideration up front, you know, in terms of substantive, you know, where are we going with a revised statutory language or commentary? But that too will, anything with regard to national legal trends, we're going to put in this other appendix. If there are important pieces of that, you know, it's relevant to the commentary, right? Because the way a change or the way certain language in the revised statute appears is so kind of like closely reflects something that was a national norm, for instance, we might footnote that, right? Like, we're not going to probably, you know, I don't expect us to, I don't want to say ever, but almost never put in kind of the main body of the commentary any of these kinds of things about national legal trends. But they may, if they're particularly relevant or salient, we may put a footnote to that in the commentary. So that's the big organizational change, right? And I want everybody to kind of think about, like, again, what goes to the council, what this group is going to vote on, is going to be just the statutory language and the commentary kind of in this shape as it kind of went out this time. Not national legal trends, not statistics, which will also be in a kind of, you know, an appendix, kind of, again, background information. We hope to have updated a set of statistics. Again, last July we sent out a batch from, you know, kind of whatever that was, a six-year span. We hope to get we have a expanded data set from the court that we're working on. We hope to have that out in the coming months to you, and to use that also then for as we look at penalty recommendations, right? It's the biggest place where that's really relevant. So organizationally, that's what we're looking at. Again, depending on the timing that we work with the council, we will put in, you know, we hope to have whatever product that, you know, the advisory group approves for statutory language as it moves forward. We at some point will work on turning it into a bill form, right? Which is to say, enacting Title 22, and with that making these changes to the enacted Title 22. And the trick with that is, right, you know, there's a lot of conforming amendments, there's a lot of messiness in how you make this work with the existing Title 22 and not wanting to touch anything that wasn't explicitly addressed here. You know, we don't, you know, the general attempt statute, right, it still needs to exist and apply as it does now to anything that this project doesn't address. We don't want to inadvertently cause, you know, some change or consequence that wasn't examined. So to do that, again, is going to require some careful conforming amendments and, you know, kind of severing out whatever's left that we haven't addressed, particularly in Title 22, from this project. Again, we don't want to waste time on putting together a bill form, very complicated, you know, dealing with all these conforming amendments until it's clear that's useful to the council, right? If they're going to move forward with something, they need it in bill form, great. Happy to do that. Otherwise, the main thrust of our recommendations is statutory text commentary. To turn it into a bill form that then can be moved, we will work with them, and, you know, and again, to the extent that is necessary. Again, I can't really say above my pay grade. I don't know what they're, but, you know, like that's a decision they're going to have to decide legislatively as to, like, what, how to move this, you know, how to consider it, how to take chunks of it. And if so, whether they need it in a bill form to do that, or whether, for instance, just the recommendations coming out in the form we've prepared them and are, you know, kind of working with now is enough for a roundtable discussion. So anyway, those are the considerations. And I, while we are all very focused on individual statutes, I want to kind of paint out that big picture a bit, right? And just make sure that kind of understand where this is going again, because the end is in sight. You know, whether it's 6 months, whether it's a year from now, that we're, you know, kind of delivering our product, whether it's, you know, almost a year and a half till September 30th of 2020. Maybe it goes beyond that, but if so, I'm sure it wouldn't be much beyond that. So that's where we're headed. Any questions on that organizational piece, or just again, kind of how things were divided up in this report and the appendices and the memo? Because I know before I think everybody joined, you know, Laura was had found some discrepancies, which between I think some of the red line, is this right, and the statutory language, and we will, if anybody finds that, please let us know. We will certainly, we will follow up on that and try to send an update so that everybody's kind of clear what, you know, that text is meant to be. We apologize for any errors on that, and let us know, and then we can kind of share that info with everybody to make sure that we're on the same page as to here's the relevant statutory text.
Questions. Yeah. For the statutes that were revised as part of Report 36,
yes.
It's my understanding that this, the next version will be the final voting version, right?
Probably, you know, again, partly depends on the degree and type of feedback we get and the timeline we have from the council. They want to give us 5 years and say, you know, I suspect we are on a tight leash, and we will be expected to produce this soon, at least this chunk, right? Which is to say, we might very well bifurcate things, issue in, for instance, early 2020, February, March, April of 2020, a set of recommendations that covers kind of like everything that was kind of in this last batch, right? Finalize that out, even as we might keep working forward for the rest of FY20 on structured justice or some other stuff. So that may be in the cards. Yeah, I suspect there will be at least one more update, right? And so, yes, there will be a chance to incorporate the comments that we're getting back now in another version before it gets voted on. So that's, yeah. A second one, again, you know, my guess is there might be discrete pieces, which it's clear that causation, I really doubt that we can't, you know, like, or at least we work to a standstill, basically, on, you know, like, okay, there's, you know, there's a disagreement on this, we've recorded it, we have to, you know, make some decision, we have a record, it's going to go to the, you know, the council and the mayor, and they need to, your offices can, you know, advocate at that level too, right? Like, you know, look, here's our, yep. But take, for instance, causation, it may be that we need another round, particularly on that. Or maybe it's homicide, or maybe it's, you know, whatever it is. So there might be, again, I don't want to say there will be. You shouldn't plan on there being it, or, you know, anticipating that. But I just want to put out that there might be, if we run into, particularly, again, not so much like disagreement. I expect disagreement. Reasonable people should be disagreeing on all this stuff. It's hard stuff. But errors, right? A new court of appeals case on gun battles, for instance, you know, might significantly change the ground. There was actually a Supreme Court argument this past month that on felon in possession that could shake the ground a little bit. You know, like, who knows? There might be things that require us to rethink, change things, redo it. If it's a matter of simply disagreement, we've aired things, we have a record of it, at that point, maybe we just move it forward and move it on to the council and mayor. Any other questions on, again, kind of the organizational piece, or, yeah, how this is kind of structured and the kind of scope of the, you know, process here? If not, let me kind of first turn to the chapter three, okay, which is again, the, you know, the deadline is up soon on, you know, currently for May 13th on chapter three of the report, and ask if there are questions about that. Again, Michael's on the phone, and we have limited bandwidth from him and competing with his daughter. And so I want to be sure to, like, if you can address any questions at this point. Otherwise, what we will do, since those comments will be due before the next meeting, at least, right, which isn't until June. Sorry, I don't have that date up. But I guess June 5th is our next scheduled meeting. We will go over any kind of written comments to that. So we'll have a chance to talk about it more then. But up front, as you all have been reviewing that, I wanted to see if there were any comments, particularly with Michael on the phone, that we can address about Chapter 3 provisions. Anything at this point or not at this point?
I think we're still sort of in the early stages.
Very good.
Doing this stuff, so.
Great. Okay. Laura, anything from your end of things? Okay. Great. Michael, you're in the clear. For now. good. Well, let me then kind of open it up more broadly. I mean, really, I guess I shouldn't have said just Chapter 3. Also, you know, Section 214, which was the merger provision also, right? If there's anything on that, I'm guessing not. Those things were kind of all clustered together, but... and if not there, let me just kind of open it up more broadly and again, see if at this point there are questions or, you know, about any of the materials kind of in the package that went out here in mid-April. Anything? I mean, and again, I totally understand. You're processing a lot. That's where your energy should be focused. The ability to discuss it, again, sometimes, you know, frankly, you know, group meetings are helpful with regard to some matters. They're not always helpful with regard to all matters. So we are, again, happy to meet individually with, you know, any office folks to kind of hear your questions. You know, sometimes just clarifying, you know, we see Dave. He's obviously in the building. So he sometimes stops by our office just to kind of, like, talk through some things. That helps. Different offices operate differently, obviously, and have, you know, different ways of vetting all of this. So I leave it to you all. Let us know how, if there are issues. Sometimes it's a discrete thing. I will say, again, just given the volume of material, if you can give us a heads up, like in an email, hey, can we talk about something on even just giving us, like, the offense and top in number, and then we set up a time to have a phone call or an email about a particular question. We can kind of target response because, I don't expect sympathy from y'all because you all are doing even a wider array of things and then have to, like, delve and dip into this. So I don't expect sympathy, but even for us, it's hard to jump around amongst the scope of materials, right? So the more we can kind of get a heads up, the better. Laura, was there anything else that you wanted to raise, or you're okay? Great. All right. Well, honestly, like we didn't have anything more affirmative that we wanted to discuss today. So, I just kind of wanted to talk through some of the organization too, and make sure there was an opportunity for any you know questions or so we can call it a wrap. And again, you know, everybody's got plenty to do. Don't hesitate to call us. And thanks again for your time.
Thanks.
Great. Thanks.
There are cookies over there. All right. You can break them out, you know.